Hey now, hey now, hey now. Welcome in, y'all. And guess what time it is? That's right, it's porch time. And I am your one, your only Ms. McKinney. And I know you guys have to be extremely glad about that. Let's get into it. So how did I find this gentleman? He, like so many others, took to social media and different avenues to entertain and keep yourself entertained while the pandemic was going on. I know we've talked about in many of our episodes that COVID was a way for us to get ourselves out there in different ways, but still doing the things that we love and enjoy. So this gentleman was bringing us the tunes that we can jam to, that get into our spirit, that make us smile all over Facebook during COVID. And so, of course, that brought great interest to me, and I began to follow him. And in addition to the music, y'all, he is a super insightful individual who's going to help you along the way, whether it's music or wise words. So I want you guys to stay tuned and meet the owner of Retro Class Entertainment. Hey now, welcome in, you guys. Remember, this is our I Am series, and today we have a fabulous individual. Tell us who you are and a little bit about what you do.
Good morning. My name is Roderick Rydell Martin, more well known as Rydell. And I am a professional DJ. I do about 70 weddings a year, corporate events, birthdays, anniversaries, school events, church events, you name it, we can do it. We specialize in music, lighting, decor, all of the above. And we have a straight passion for music and a love for people. So just to sum it up in a couple of words, I'm a people person and a music lover.
Greatness. So you're one of those who can feel the music when it's being played, like it gives you a feeling all over.
It's an absolute spiritual situation with me.
Greatness. Absolutely. How long have you known that you wanted to be a DJ?
Since probably the age of six or seven. I've always been infatuated with music. I come from a musical family. There's groups, there are singers. My mom was a fabulous singer. My uncles, they all had bands and quartets, and I kind of mirrored everything growing up with what was given in me as in my family. I loved my mom's record collections. I loved vinyl records. I'm a collector to this day, and I still spin vinyl records. As a matter of fact, I'm messing with some vintage vinyl 45 RPM records that I purchased yesterday. And it's a country vintage collection while we speak, getting that prepared. But yes, I've always loved vinyl. I love to play records. And I had it so bad that even at bedtime, I would crawl out of bed sometimes. And back in the day, I was born in the middle of the 60s. So back in the day, we had, I called them coffins. There was big stereo. At the age of six, I've always been infatuated with music, vinyl records mainly. My mom had a nice record collection, and, you know, those artists from big band to soul to gospel to old R&B. She had all types of genres, and that just poured into me, and I'm the same way today. My infatuation with record playing was so huge, I would climb out of bed sometimes as a little boy. And back in the day, we had, they called them stereos or record players, but we had one. It was like in a big coffin. I call it a coffin. But it was an actual stereo, and it had, if you lift the top on it, it had a record player. It had an, ours had an 8-track tape player. Excuse me, 8-track tape player, and also an AM FM radio. But I love the records, and to prevent myself from getting into trouble, I would get the, and Sam Cooke was one of my favorites. I'd grab a couple of his albums and I'd put the record on without turning the stereo on, and ironically enough, you can hear the sound come off the needle. Well, because the power wasn't on, I had to take my finger and turn it. Put the needle on the record and turn it with my finger, and I would just spend so much time doing that and then try to sneak back in bed. That's how bad I had it. Yeah, and that's the truth. Fortunately, I never got caught, but I do remember doing that. So that my love and passion developed for that. I was always interested in how does this work, but also I wanted to capture the music. As I realize now within my soul. So, yeah.
So I don't think you told us the name of your company. And then what was the moment that you were like, you know what? I'm setting it up. I'm getting it done. I'm about to be DJ for real. What was that moment?
DJ for real moment came back as a child, but the name of my company is Retro Class Entertainment. I chose that name because I like to keep the DJ culture intact. Today, there are so many different people with the DJ label, but they've never touched a record, a disc, or jockeyed them, which in the term DJ or the letters DJ stands for disc jockey. So I've been jockeying discs a long time. But Retro Class Entertainment started in 1999. That's when I said, okay, I've always DJed. My first paying gig was in 1981. I was a sophomore in high school. A lot of house parties, different events where someone wanted music. I would always admire the DJs in town, the guys that would DJ them. You know, we didn't have grade A professional equipment, but you would use what you had. You know, one person have a turntable, another one have one. We'd put them together. That's what my friends and I used to do to get things done. But the seriousness of a business started in 1999 as a quote unquote wedding DJ, but just a DJ period, because, you know, 99. Not much vinyl was being printed. Everything was on CD at that time. But I've come through the phase of reel-to-reel, vinyl records, cassette tapes, 8-track tapes, all of that. I've been through all of those. And so to keep the culture alive, I still deal with vinyl records. In that aspect, because one, I have a passion and love for it, but two, I think anybody that wants to do this needs to know what the actual disc jockey is, and started long before I got here.
Excellent, excellent. So COVID, I saw a meme or a meme, however you say it, that says if COVID didn't bring out the hustler in you, you just don't have it. So what was COVID like for you? Because I know you couldn't get out and do things. I think that's when I actually started to notice you on social media is when you were doing like your little DJ time on live. So what was COVID like for you?
COVID hindered the, and understand where I live. COVID only hindered in-person things for about a month because per capita, no one was going to go to venues off in the backwoods and go, hey, you can't be here, you know, like the churches. I would see people set up at churches outside and jam, and then the police show up, they take off running. It wasn't like that. But in the time that we could not go to venues and we missed a lot of gigs, I would DJ online on Facebook, be it a gospel set. Gospel's my first love. Gospel, we do R&B, rock, whatever I felt like. I wanted to play that day, and that's probably how you saw me. I don't know what kind of set I was doing on that particular day, but yeah. And I didn't put up my PayPal or anything like that. I don't even have a tip jar. I don't believe in that. I believe that if I'm doing my job correctly, without begging, you will go ahead and appreciate it, any monetary or just a word. It's just kind of a part of me. But yeah, I stayed busy. It didn't matter. It did not matter if the venue was closed or not. I could not kill my love for music or also staying sharp in my craft. So if you don't do it, what was that? What was the quote you had about the hustle?
If COVID didn't bring out the hustler in you, you just don't have
Absolutely. So my
it.
passion grew more and more, not being able to be around people, because you got to remember, I'm a people person also. So two things that I love, people and music. You put those two together, bam, you got me. And I'm a member of the Chamber of Commerce, my businesses, and they asked me in the interview at the ribbon cutting, they said, "Why is it that you love to do weddings so much?" And my answer was, because where at any time with a large number of people with the same mindset can you find that for at least 5 hours? And that mindset is all about love. And so I got my love of music and my love of people. And then just to top it off, to entertain and help two people come together in love, all that's just win, win, win for me. So I'm ecstatic every time I'm doing a wedding, even if it's not going well or whatever, it's still at the end of the day, I was glad I was there and able to do what I could do for someone with my love for music, and hopefully made them realize that life can be just a little bit better with a song.
Oh, that was so sweet. And you took the question right out of my mouth. I was going to ask you, out of all the different events that you do, which ones do you enjoy the most? And so you just told us weddings. My last question is, what would you tell the younger you from what would you tell the porch? Excuse me, let me rephrase that. What would you say to the younger you to encourage you along the way?
To encourage the younger me.
Well, other people will hear this too, so it will be it will encourage
Okay.
them, but what would you say to the younger you?
It's probably been quoted before. I know it has, as a matter of fact, but it is true. Don't chase the money, chase the dream. When you do, and that's what I would probably tell my, because at one point I did want to make a lot of money, but I had to realize what my passion was. So you get into your passion when you're doing something that you love to do. I was told you'd never work a day in your life. So that's probably what I would have tell the younger me, seeing, especially music rock stars and people in the business making money and looking successful, not knowing the ins and outs of it. I remember times where I would do things for free, and that's a part of it. So I didn't have a lot of difficulty in that area, but I would reiterate, chase the dream, not the money, because once you pour your heart into it, the returns will come. I'm a living witness.
Oh, I like everything about that. I thank you so much for joining us. Tell us where all we can find you if we want your services or just to tune in on some of those good old live DJ sessions that you give us on Facebook. Where can we find you?
You can find me on Facebook at Retro Class Entertainment, or you can find me under my regular name, Rydell Martin. That's RYDELLMARTIN on Facebook. They are basically one and the same with Retro Class Entertainment. What was it? Oh, you can give us a call, 903-669-6912. And we're always booked, but if we can fit you in, we would definitely get that posted and get you well taken care of. and sharing music together. Absolutely. But Facebook, YouTube, Retro Class Entertainment, also same name. You can find the gig logs there of actual events that I've done. It's not a professional video, but it's just the actual, like back in the day with the video camera on your shoulder. But these are done just clips and clips put together, and they become gig logs. So those are on YouTube, and you can find a few. And also, you can catch me live streaming on Facebook, probably 2 days a week, Sundays and Wednesdays. Absolutely.
All right, you guys heard him. So if you don't only just want to rock on the porch, but you actually want to rock, you guys need to go out and follow Retro Entertainment. Thank you again so much for joining us. I do want to also say thank you for your service. I did notice on your social media that you have been in the military. So I thank you so much for your service and for what you do currently for our kids. We appreciate you and thank you so much for your time on the porch.
I appreciate you, and I enjoy your podcast.
Thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye. And just like that, we keep the interest in listening coming. Thank you so much, Mr. Martin of Retro Class Entertainment, for joining us on the porch. You said it wouldn't be your last time, and we look forward to having you back again. Thank you so much. Thank you guys for listening. Please be sure to follow and reach out to Retro Class Entertainment for all of your DJ needs. I don't think that you'll be disappointed. Thank you again for everyone who's listening, who supports and tunes in. So, what time is it? It's time for you to be you, baby, which is absolutely beautiful. Don't let nary another individual tell you anything any different. And if they do, get them right on up out of your circle today. Be strong, be you, and be blessed. Take care.